1-800-449-8686. If you read the paper today, you saw that there is, at least locally in the Los Angeles area, there's going to be a demonstration of feminists, or at least there is a proposed demonstration on the 19th, which is President's Day, against the presidency of George Bush. The guy isn't even president of the United States yet. Chris Norton, who is a telemarketer with a pharmaceutical company in Hermosa Beach, he also is a sometime producer in the adult film business, is helping organize this No Bush Day at the Hermosa Pier. And, Chris, welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. This is a No Bush Day at the Hermosa Pier, President Day, right?
We thought that President's Day was a good day, so right.
Can you tell us about this? Are you, you're anti-Bush?
I'm not anti-Bush. I do think his presidency is going to be bad. I think it's going to be bad for women. I think it's especially going to be bad for the political struggle of women who have been going through a lot of trying to get equal rights since the 1960s. I believe that the sexual revolution, for instance, in the 1960s, as well as the free love movement, which attempted to liberate women, is no more, and I think this is really a sad thing.
So what does George Bush have to do with this?
Well, George Bush is really just a symbol, I think, of the right wing in this country coming back to preeminence. And a lot of times I think back, I wish I was alive during the sexual revolution, and back to then women were not afraid to sexually express themselves. I think the whole right wing and the whole conservative movement in this country is at least in part about, you know, keeping women down.
Why you? Why a man?
I think it's because of the business that I'm in. I've always understood women. I have, fortunately, I guess, and I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, being stuck up or nothing, but I am pretty, I'm pretty good looking, and I've always understood women, and I've always been able to relax women, I guess.
So you are going to have, and tell us a little bit about No Bush Day, because I think it's a pretty extreme statement on the presidency of President Bush, and good luck the cops not shutting you down.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a challenge. But I think the challenge for all women to break the glass ceiling is important. I think the challenge for all women to take back their right to choose is important. I think the challenge for all women to have maternity leave and to be free to have equal wages is important. And I think that everything is a challenge, and that's why we've chosen No Bush Day.
Well, what are you guys going to do?
Well, Phil, it's very simple. On February 19th at the Hermosa Pier, we are looking for 1,000 feminist activists and women's rights liberation people to make a statement by having their private area shaved, have it shaved down, and that will be made a statement, no more Bush. So by shaving it down, no more Bush, I will personally do it along with two other associates, because I am really good looking and I can relax women. And
so let me get this straight. You are going to No More Bush Day, and I get the joke.
Well, I mean, it is a joke, but it's also very important, because there are millions of American women who, I think, you know, their whole economic livelihood, their whole, all the advances that they made with the Supreme Court is liable to be taken back.
So on No Bush Day, you are going to get 1,000 women at the Hermosa Pier, and you personally are going to shave their private area?
If they want me to. I mean, we will have female people who will do the shave down, whatever you want to do. I generally can do it because I am very handsome, I guess, and women are just relaxed around me.
Now, you have a number for women to call, right?
Yes, I do. I want to know that if you want to have an autographed picture of me shaving you, you can call 213-251-3189. That's our shave registration line. No More Bush Shave Off is going to be held at Hermosa Pier on February 19th. We are hoping the C-SPAN will come out. I mean,
okay, let's talk about this, Chris. You got something the cops are going to shut down if you're going to do this in public, okay? That's number one.
We're hoping that they won't. We're hoping that the police will, you know, let us.
I mean, you're going to have women, 1,000 women out there in public.
No, I mean, they're not going to be, they're not going to be exposed or anything.
Okay, so they're not exposing themselves.
No, sir.
Oh, so what is this, like in a tent?
Well, we're going to have some areas set up, yeah. There's going to be a tent on a beach. There'll be another tent on a parking lot. And that's where the shave down will be. Okay, no, sir. No, sir. We're not going to be having it.
Oh, okay. God, I thought you were going to have these women out in public. So you're basically telling women is come on out.
We want 1,000 feminists. This is a statement for the liberation of women and for the freedom of the women. And to make a statement, no more Bush, no more Bush. So you come out, we'll do the shave down, or one of the others will do it, and you bald, I mean, what we call bald up. And by balding up, you make a statement with your body that you are not going to take 4 years of Bush stripping your rights away from you. So you don't want no Bush, and that's what the shave down is all about.
All right, Chris Norton is my guest. He is sponsoring a No More Bush Day at the Hermosa Pier. He's looking for 1,000 feminists to come out there and in private tents get shaved. And
yes, sir. And if I have that number.
I have the number right here, Chris. It's
213-251-3189. And what we're really asking women to do is to become a symbol of our country, become a bald eagle. That is a symbol of the country. And be a bald eagle is part of the protest.
And, okay, so, wow. All right, that's 213-251-3189.
That's our shave registration line, the No More Bush Shave Off again. And like I say, it's a statement so that women are you know, going to... I'm so worried, I think, that a lot of women are going to have their rights stripped away by a new conservative Supreme Court.
All right, Chris Norton is with us. 1-800-449-8686. No Bush Day at the Hermosa Pier, and that's to have your private area shaved. Here is Nicole on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I think this guy, you know, I was listening to you in the beginning of the conversation, and, you know, I'm thinking, oh, well, this guy's pretty neat, defending women and their rights. He sounds pretty nice. Well, then all of a sudden, he tells us how he's going to go about doing it.
That's what I believe in.
Okay. I think that's crazy.
No, I believe in
and
defending.
And I think any woman that shows up with the private
women's rights
in regard to politics is absolutely asinine as you are.
So you don't believe in women's rights?
I believe in women's rights,
well,
but you're degrading a woman by saving her private parts in order to prove your point.
The day is called No More Bush Day.
Yes.
Okay, get it?
Yeah, well, all right, I understand what you're saying, Chris, so let me ask the lady, what's degrading? It's called No More Bush Day.
That's why we're asking you to get a shave.
Right.
What's degrading about that?
Degrading is for anybody, a man or a woman, to save any other woman's private part in regard to politics.
Why?
In regard to anything,
So you have an opinion, but you don't know why. Nobody's telling you got to come out there. I'm just saying that it's No Bush Day to have it shaved off.
You know what?
All right, is it men that are going to be doing this?
Women don't need men as ignorant as you to prove that they have come as far as they've come. You're not going to get anywhere.
Why is this ignorant?
So you find this ignorant, Nicole, is that it?
Why?
I find this very ignorant.
Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
I'd like to ask a lady a question if I could. Nicole, my name's Chris Norton, okay? I am very handsome, and women do tend to be relaxed around me because I am handsome. Okay, so
it's
not...
I'm around a lot of handsome men, and I don't care how relaxed I am. I'm not going to let them shave my bush for a political reason.
But all I'm saying is, just imagine a beach covered in short curlies blowing in the wind, man. That's what we're talking about.
You know, you are really ignorant.
What? Chris, let me ask you something, okay? Maybe it's the way you're communicating.
Well, I don't know what this woman's called me ignorant. When I stand for the rights of women, and we're talking about the right to choose an abortion, the right to have equal pay, the right to have, you know, the rights in the workplace, not
be sexually
harassed.
Well, you know, we can get all that without shaving our bush.
But it's from our mouth, we talk.
And we stand up for what we believe in, and I believe that what you're doing is absolutely ignorant and degrading women.
If you come home to your boyfriend or your husband that night, and they go, whoa, you know, you're, like, shaved off, you can go, yeah, that's my statement against Bush. And then the men...
Why can't they just hold a banner? Why do they have to have their private shaved?
That's a good question. Why?
Because we were looking, Mr. Henry, for a creative way to send a message to Washington. No more Bush. And, yeah, you can have a banner. Yeah, you can have a sign, man. A lot of people. The media is going to love this event.
Why don't you burn a tree or a bush instead of that?
Because that destroys living foliage. I mean, it's dangerous. The media is going to love
it. Get a fake one.
Huh?
Get a fake one or draw some and burn those.
Okay, I can do that. I can do a lot of things. Why don't you just get your butt down to the Hermosa Pier and get your bush shaved? Okay, it's just as easy.
Because I wouldn't do anything.
Okay, well then you don't believe in women's rights.
Well, I don't think that she's saying that, all right?
I don't think she believes as strongly as she says she do.
You know what? I don't think you think straight. That's
well,
the problem.
I don't think straight? It's a million-dollar idea, and you're jealous. So.
All right.
Oh,
it's a million-dollar
idea. If I were jealous, I'd participate in it.
It's a million-dollar idea, and you're jealous.
Well,
oh, you're funny.
Maybe.
Okay, thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton with us, who's sponsoring No Bush Day, February 19th at the Hermosa Pier. That happens to be President's Day, by the way. And he's inviting 1,000 feminist activists and women's rights liberationers, as he puts it here, to come down and get their private area shaved. Also, you can get an autographed picture of Chris shaving you by calling 213-251-3189. And I guess he wants that to get the names of the people up front so they can do that pretty quick. No Bush Day. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Chris Norton is a guy who... Chris, you work for a pharmaceutical marketing firm?
We do telemarketing for a pharmaceutical company, yeah.
Okay, and you are a Democrat?
I'm a lifelong Democrat, yeah.
So what you want to do here on the 19th of February is have a No Bush Day, and that is women coming down and having their private area shaved to protest the Bush presidency.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
All right. Let me say this to you. Don't you think there is a better way of protesting the Bush presidency? Don't you think there is a more effective way of protesting what you see as a conservative administration that will roll back the rights of women than something that people are going to see as obscene?
What we really wanted to do, Mr. Henry, is for women to make a statement. And we felt that the best statement that women could make against an encroachment, or what we think is a conservative encroachment against their rights, was them to shave off the bush so that they can make a statement about No Bush Day.
I get that, okay. But what was this? You talked about the bald eagle?
Also that symbol, the bald eagle, and to have a little bit of fun, you know, and to come down and mingle, meet new people. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. What we're trying to do is we're just trying to make a statement about the fact that the Bush administration is going to roll back the rights of women, invite a lot of women down, have their area shaved, and you meet new guys if you want to. I think one of the things that
so you're promoting this as a way to mix and meet new men?
Well, men meeting new women, there'll be 1,000 women down there getting shaved up. I think, you have to, there'll be a lot of guys are going to be totally down with that, you know. And the other thing, too, is, again, the 1960s was a sexual revolution. And we don't have nothing like that now on account of the AIDS and everything else. And this is a way to make a statement that we're still sexually free, even though it's not the 1960s no more. Okay?
All right, well, that shave line again is... The shave line.
Yeah, the shave line, Phil, is 213-251-3189.
Now, that is for women to reserve an autographed picture.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Why would they want to have a picture of you shaving them?
Again, because I am very good looking, and because, a lot of women, I mean...
Because you're really handsome and...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of women would like to have a picture of me shaving them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I can't tell you how many calls we've gotten from guys asking to volunteer for this event.
Yeah, I can believe it, Phil. No, we asked this. I'm going to be the only man. There's going to be two other women. And you have to really believe in the cause. I think you have to really believe in the cause of freedom for women to get shaved, because in a couple of days, man, it starts to itch.
Okay, 1-800-449...
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Tracy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Well, I wanted to say that I think that the premise of this is actually a really good idea.
It sounds creative, yeah.
I think it's a creative way to organize women to make a statement, and I think it is a really good idea. However, the heavy breather on the other line, I think, is making light of a very important situation.
No, I'm trying to get people interested in the cause of... Well, I think you misunderstand what we're trying to do.
Well, I think that you're turning women off by continuing to talk about how good-looking you are. Feminists don't really care. They're not going there to get their picture taken with you. They're going there to make a statement.
Right.
And if you were really out for women, you'd do it the right way by offering, we'll have women in there, we'll wax you, and we'll make a statement. Not by saying that they can get their picture taken with you. This is for you. You make it sound like you're out to look at a bunch of women's vaginas.
Well,
your comment, Chris?
Well, I mean, she said an awful lot. I feel personally offended, number one, that you don't believe that I believe in the cause of women's liberation. I don't know why you don't. I mean, there was a time when women were sexually free, and that time has passed. Women do not have sexual freedom no more, and women do not have the rights to their own body, okay?
I'm not saying that you don't believe in their rights. What I'm saying is the way you're coming across about this, although I think it's a great idea, is that you continuing to say, I'm good-looking, I'm going to relax women.
Yeah, you relax women.
They don't care. They're not going there to... See how good-looking you are. They're going
to commemorate the event. To commemorate the event, they can have
I'm
their picture taken
you how you're
as I shave
across.
Them down.
Well, let me ask you this.
Across in a positive manner.
What if they just had their picture taken? Okay? I mean, what do you mean with you?
Because I'm good-looking and I relax
women. Nobody cares.
Women.
Nobody cares.
How do you know nobody cares? You don't
they're
care.
They're not going down there
you
to
don't
get a picture
care.
Taken
okay.
with you.
You don't care, okay?
They're not going... See, this is
okay.
what I'm saying.
We gave
if
out
you
the
cared
phone
about
number.
Women's rights...
Well, check out the number and see how many women...
positive manner.
How many...
I'm doing a positive thing. Come down, get it all shaved down, have
That's
your picture
fine,
taken,
but
play
not,
volleyball
not,
on the beach. You know,
what, are they playing volleyball on the beach bottomless?
If
you want, man.
I'm not disagreeing with your premise here, but what I'm saying is the way you're
You know that I'm good-looking, okay? You know I'm good-looking, right?
How do I know? I never seen you, and I don't care.
No, but I'm saying, I told you that I'm good looking. Women is relaxed when they have
a lot
around.
Of ugly people think they're good looking.
No,
how many people
no.
think they can be a model?
No, I'm good looking. Believe me, if you saw me, you'd want to jump me. That's
okay,
I mean,
well,
I'm
that's
just
aside
saying.
Aside from the point.
The
point is not
is,
going down there to see how good looking you
okay,
are.
Okay, I don't have
to
have
down
my picture
there to make a statement.
Look, I'll promise you, I won't. You don't have to have your picture taken with me. Will you come down and get shaved?
I would, however, but you're not coming across in a positive manner, and you're making light of a very important situation.
I'm not making light of it. Hey, if you got a better idea, you let me know.
I just told you. I think that you should offer a free shave. You don't even have to be in there. You organize it. You go down there.
Well, who's going to do the shaving?
And make it a positive mat and
who's gonna
come
do the
across
shaving?
In a better way.
We want to make women comfortable, so we'll have incense. We'll have nice music. It'll be very soothing and relaxing.
And
we'll
that's
have
fantastic.
A fake waterfall in each tent, too.
That's
we'll have
fantastic,
a fake
but
waterfall?
Saying how good-looking you are is irrelevant.
Well,
nobody cares.
A lot of women are relaxed by me.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Tracy. Here is Lisa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, fine. Are you sure that you've even... Are you sure you're good-looking?
Come on down. Take a peek.
Because why are you doing all this if you're so hot-looking? I think this is a ploy for you to
no,
come check out.
No, I'm doing it because I believe... What? I could go down to Rusty Pelican or Hermosa Beach any night I want and have all the cooch I want, okay? And
okay, we don't need cooch or anything like that, all right? Talk about what you're doing. I don't want any discussion of that.
I'm just telling this chick. Okay?
Come on, Chris. I don't think you're all that.
Well, hey, baby. Come on down. That's February 19th. Come on down to Hermosa Pier.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
One of the other things I mentioned, Phil, we have a hot tub and tiki torches each tent.
Well, what are you doing, like waterfalls and soothing music?
Because of that one woman who called up. Because I don't, want to have it all shaved up, okay? I mean, because I'm afraid of you. I want people to know that we believe in women's rights, and I want them to be relaxed, okay? If I wanted to jump some strange, do you think I'd have a waterfall in each tent, and I'd have tiki torches and stuff? I want the women to be relaxed. And if I didn't want them to be relaxed, and all I want to do is jump them, then why would I have, like, music and incense and stuff like that? Okay, I think it's really unfair, and I think it's really wrong for women to assume that all I want to do is look at some shaved up, early morning dew, coochie mama poon tang, I can sell a tang I want at a Rusty Pelican.
Okay, I got the message, man, but the point is that a lot of women think it's the wrong way to make the statement.
Okay, they got a better idea. I'd like to hear it, man. All I'm trying to do is stand up for their rights.
And watch that poontang stuff, too. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Where are you from?
I come from Hermosa Beach.
Are you a native Californian?
Yeah, I was born here anyway.
And you've lived here your whole life?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, we're back on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, who is with, you have a company called Crisco?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, and you have also been involved in adult films.
I've done it. I have a lot of different businesses, Mr. Henry, but this Bush, no Bush days got nothing to do with my adult film business. Got nothing to do with nothing other than the rights of women to be shaved and not have to have anybody laugh at them. Be shaving it, okay, it itches after 2 days. My girlfriend told me, and a lot of women who shave it up tell me that, okay? So if you get no Bush day shaved, it ain't like it's going to be, you know, peaches and cream.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Chris is here. He's having No Bush Day, February 19th. Guess what that means? You go down to Hermosa Pier and get your private area shaved, if you're a woman. No guys?
I mean, it was the last time you heard about a guy having Bush. I mean, no. No guys.
Okay. Just checking. Here is Bernard on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Yeah. Yes, Bernard. Go ahead.
Chris, you know, I'm really enjoying the show, but the thing is that I don't think you should put yourself as the main character in the issue. You'll have a lot of women there. You will need some people to help you do the shaving because you can't do all of them by yourself. But you're making yourself the main character. See, you are the main focus.
But see,
you know, you can't be the... You see what I'm saying?
No,
you can't be the main focus.
I'm really good looking.
Hey, buddy, we're all good looking. You don't know. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, but okay.
Chris,
but Bernard,
Chris,
listen,
Chris,
I know, man.
I've heard you already. Let me just give you my point of view.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The thing is, there are going to be a lot of wives going out there, okay? The husbands don't want to hear you talk.
You say,
about
Bernard, a lot of wives?
You're creating misunderstandings.
Did you say a lot of wives or what? What'd you say? Wives?
Wives.
Okay.
In other words, even if women are going there, Chris, let's be realistic. You're good looking, and the rights of women's vote or the women's rights are two different things.
They're
two different things.
Yeah, but for a woman to get relaxed enough to have her bush shaved up, there's got to be a good looking guy shaving it.
Hey,
and I'm the man.
I know, but you're creating the wrong emphasis, you know what I mean? The emphasis should be on women's rights.
Hey, man, where are you from?
Me? I'm from Africa, man.
Okay, man, that's cool, okay? Like, that is a beautiful place. There's a lot of beautiful women over there, right?
Sorry?
But there's a lot of beautiful women over in Africa, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, man, so I'm talking about shaving it. That's cool, okay?
Wait a minute. Wait a second. Now you two guys are talking like you're sizing girls up in a bar.
No, I'm just saying. Bernard understands what I'm talking about.
No, I'm listening, but, well, you know you're talking about in terms of all women right now. And
I'm
listening.
But see, here's the thing, Bernard.
Uh-huh.
I'm very good at shaving what we call the poontang.
Okay, you're shaving.
Okay?
I understand what you're doing.
I'm going to be in my Day-Glo yellow Speedos, my hairless chest, because I oil and wax my chest. I'm very, very hot
and very
sexy.
Let them see you like that, and then let them make that comment. But what I'm saying is,
don't assume it.
About, you know, don't emphasize on the issue of you. Emphasize on the issue of ladies come out, you know, get this thing done.
Yeah.
I'll be there. You know.
Well, but what about the fact? What about the fact that I'm really hot and sexy?
Okay, we got that. Okay. And I don't want to hear the word poontang again, if you don't mind.
I'm just talking about the tangaroon.
Okay, man, we got that.
Chris, how old are you, man?
What?
How old are you?
I'm 28.
I'm 30. But you have to show some understanding of the way people think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, man. I'm going to try to be as sensitive as I can be and also sassy.
Okay, put it professional. Put it professionally first.
Well, I don't know
then
no professional tang shavers, man, okay?
Okay, I don't want to hear the... Never mind. Bernard,
I don't think this program should be on the air, you know?
I agree. I think it's ridiculous.
I think it should be. Thank
you for your call. I don't want to hear that word again. Do you understand?
I can't say poontang.
No, I don't want to hear that, and I don't want to hear anything about professional blank shavers. Here is Maggie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Maggie, yes, go ahead.
Okay, you are such a male chauvinist pig, and the heavy breathing doesn't do anything for any woman who would want to participate in your little porno film.
It's not a porno film. It's about women's rights.
What?
Okay, it's about women's rights.
It has nothing to do with women's rights. It has everything to do with you wanting to get a hard-on.
You know something? I think you have a filthy mind, number one.
Oh, no, I don't.
You
you're the one who
the
is breathing heavy on the phone,
I have a sinus condition, ma'am, and I'm really sorry, and I'll back away from the phone if that makes you happier. But you, you have to understand about the rights of women. And
what would you know? What would you know about women's rights?
Okay, I'm organizing a no bush day where you can come down and have the
well,
day.
Well, if that were the case, then why don't you just ask women everywhere in the world to shave their bush on the 19th rather than having to go down and watch your ugly butt in a yellow Speedo?
You know what? I bet your bush is already shaved up, and you're regretting that you did it because your boyfriend thought it didn't look good. And then
okay, let's not get personal here, okay?
That's just more of your being your little male
absolutely.
Chauvinist pig.
No, all I'm trying to say is I'm caring about women being able to have a right to choose shaving. And
what do you mean a right to choose shaving?
Yeah, what's up?
What?
Women can choose to shave any day of the week.
Women do not have the right to choose. Ain't
why
you
would
heard
they
nothing
want to
about
go
Roe
over
versus
there?
Wade?
Why would they want to participate in this? You
because
turned it into something totally sleazy that women would want to be turned off from wanting to participate in
it
this
whole
event.
It sounds a little sleazy.
We've got tents. We have incense and candles.
Oh,
we're
going to
have Kenny G music. Tell me one chick that doesn't like that, okay? And we're talking about Bush, who is going to have a conservative Supreme Court, and roll back your right to choose shaving. That's why we're having it. A lot of women don't know that they're allowed to shave. What's wrong with me teaching them? That's all I'm saying. And you want to make it out to
a
be
a lot
like,
of women don't know that they're allowed to shave.
A woman's
give
right
me
to
a break.
A woman's right to choose.
What, do you think
a woman's
we're
right
still
to
like in the 18th century or something?
What about all the men that are trying to keep women from shaving?
There isn't a... You're talking about a woman's
I
right to choose...
I don't know of any man who's ever kept a woman from shaving. And there you go again.
Hey, you know something? Come down on the 19th. I will private. I'll take you into a tent privately. Okay. No one will see.
No, thank you, sir.
No one will see.
I don't care if you're good looking or not. It does nothing for me.
You don't care about sexuality.
I don't care about sensuality.
No,
you're the one who doesn't care about sensuality.
No, I said sexuality.
What is that word?
Okay, Mr. Ernie, you want to laugh at me?
Well, what's the word you're trying to say?
Sexuality? Yes, sir.
All right.
Well,
all right. Maggie, thank you for...
It doesn't matter if it's sensuality or sexuality, sir.
You need to get your nose fixed, okay?
I have 100 gynecological exam tables, so this is not going to be disrespectful.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much, Maggie, for your call. Let's go to Ann. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Ann. I am an 80-year-old woman.
Oh, please don't come to Hermosa Pier.
80.
Please don't. I mean, I respect you, but I can't.
Personally, let me tell you something.
I can't shave down.
Let me tell you.
I don't want to do
I
that.
Think
let the lady
the
finish.
The ludicrous thing that you are doing to womanhood.
Ma'am, I'm not going to do it to you.
No, I know you're not going to do it to me, but I think this is terrible.
I can't bring myself
at the same time, why don't you say the men should be out in the open? And
oh, yeah, right. I'm not no gay blade. I'm not going to be shaving down no guys.
Well, no, I know that.
Okay.
But at the same time, why have it that the women have to do it? Why not make the men do it for a change?
Well, because it's called No Bush Day, as in George Bush.
In other words, the women are the only ones that are against Bush, and the men are all for Bush, right?
No, but the women's are the only ones that have Bush.
Say what?
They're the only ones that got a Bush.
Oh, come on. What the heck have you got around your little dingus? You got a Bush.
First of all, Mama,
well, you
it
not,
ain't
don't
so...
You?
First of all, Mama, it ain't so little. And second of I hate you.
Everyone has a bush. So shave your bush as well as the women.
Don't ever talk about my thing like it's little.
Why don't you go side by side and each one shave at the same time and really make a show out of it?
Hey, why don't you just come down there? I'll die of a heart attack, and then that'll be the end of that. Yeah. I don't think that I should be allowed to be laughed at, Mr. Henry.
What?
I don't think she should be allowed to
I'm
laugh at me.
I'm not laughing.
You're
believe
laughing
me.
At me.
Hey, I was in vaudeville.
Mr. Henry?
In the 20s and 30s and 40s.
Yeah?
I don't think she should be allowed to laugh at
me. I am not a prude.
Well, why are you laughing at me?
Why am I laughing?
Yeah.
Because I am trying to tell you, do the same thing with the women. Have them wave side by side. Make it even. Have a man lay there and a woman.
That's great. That's all
one.
I need. Some ideas from some 80-year-old grandma. Hey, here's how we can spice it up.
I said I'm not a prude. I can still take a joke and make a joke.
Well.
But to me, this is ludicrous. All you're doing is really advertising pornography.
No, it's about women's right to choose.
It's still advertising pornography.
It's about a right to choose a shave down.
Okay,
we got it. Thank you. Get one more call. You got a lot of women that don't like this idea.
And a lot more is going to be there on February 19th on a shave down.
Jesus, man, you know, get a freaking clue, a political sensibility about these things. Alana on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I was talking to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever met a beautiful woman, and the more you talk to her, like the uglier and stupider she got?
No.
No?
What do you mean? I mean, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. You mean she's stupid? Yeah, I've met a lot of stupid.
You keep making reference to your good looks, but I've met men who are very handsome.
I've met a lot of stupid women, but they're still beautiful.
The more you talk to them, it's like they get uglier and uglier. And I'm just really appalled.
Are you in medication or something? They're getting uglier?
I was really appalled at your comments.
Huh?
And you would set women back 100 million years. I'm just appalled.
Well, I got news for you. There was no women 100 million years ago. So.
Boy, I was just trying to make a point.
Sorry to have to shock you. And number two, I know a lot of ugly women, but they're all beautiful.
I don't know why you have to make reference to beauty. I mean, you keep saying you're so handsome.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
What does that have to do with
politics? What am I supposed to do with 600 cans of shaving cream? Do you know? No, you don't know. People like you come and you lift your leg to my idea. You pee all over my idea. And now I'm stuck with 600 cans of shaving cream.
I'm sorry, I'm a lady. I can't listen to you.
Well, I got 600 cans of shaving cream and big shavers. And now you're saying I shouldn't do it? That sucks. Hello? Mr. Henry? Mr. Henry? This is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-ASIS-ASIS.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You going to be out there on the 19th, President's Day? No Bush Day? Great. Good job, Craig. Are you, when you get home at night, you don't just inhale your food. I forgot, man, you aren't married. So you you just head over to the Carl's Jr. or something? You know, it's such a world of difference. I did the fast food thing as a bachelor. I rarely do it, if ever. I mean, when we're here and we're prepping the show, I'll send out for a sandwich occasionally. But I don't, like Reuben's will bring in some of those hamburgers that they got. But, now I go home, and my wife just called, and she said, I have spicy Italian sausage. And I said, I do too. And she said, well, that's great. No, she was making jambalaya, and I said, nice to see you too. I'm on my way. See, her birthday is tomorrow, and I got to take the – I had to remind the kids, Mom's birthday's tomorrow. Have you gotten her a present? And, of course, the answer was no, we hadn't. And, of course, they hadn't even thought about it. I said, well, guess what? We're going out tonight, and we're going to go get her a present. So, and what would really be cool is if they'd use their own allowance money. What do you think the odds are that I'm going to get them to use their own dough? Not a shot? I happen to know that a couple of them are loaded. One of them just got five bills for his birthday. $500 for his birthday. So maybe if we cut into that, we could take that whole five and get Mom's present with that, and he's left with nothing. Ha, 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 ha. Phil tortures another kid. I don't know how to get her. They say a diamond is a girl's best friend. Unfortunately, I'm her best friend, okay? She doesn't need anything other than me. So how about a nice, what I was thinking of is a crock pot. That's a beautiful thing that says I love you. And that way she doesn't have to, come home and peel potatoes or that crap. A nice car, a dust buster. Something that a woman really appreciates, a vacuum cleaner. How about just those nice assorted colors of 1,000 flushes or whatever that thing is? a nice canvas house coat, a beautiful feather duster, assorted array. I told her the other day, I said, you know what we need? She says, what? I said, we need Brillo. Oh, yeah, that's really good. To scrub down the pot. Yeah, I think I'll get her a collection of Brillo. How about an iron and an ironing board? How about a, you know, one of those nice things? How about multicolored rubber gloves? Now you know what I'm saying. Of course, if I brought that stuff into the house, then you would find me on an open stretch of highway with my throat torn out. How about a French maid outfit to go along with all the cleaning stuff? There you go. A nice little cute French maid outfit with the little... Yeah, the French maid outfit, she wouldn't mind at all. But the cleaning crap, you'd find me on an open stretch of highway with a salad fork in my thorax. That's what would happen. They'd, you know, I wouldn't die around good friends. I'd be found. Don't forget the number to order our CD is 877-616-7445. That's 877-616-PHIL. And if you want to order up the webcast of the Rose Parade, memorable and historical, go to philhenryshow.com. philhenryshow.com. By the way, if you want to listen to any of our shows, you want to hear repeats of our shows, we have a five-day archive on our website of all of the preceding 5 days worth of shows, philhenryshow.com.
I just wanted to say a little bit to this Bobby, and I wish you'd cut out that and listen to what someone has to say.
I'm here for you. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, but you're sure making a lot of noise.
Is your caregiver there?
You seem to think that everything you do is the only way to do things.
I happen to have a very beautiful face. I'm very beautiful.
Well, so what? Who cares?
Well,
maybe you are.
I don't need a lot of makeup.
But people that are really beautiful don't go around bragging about it.
Well, let me ask a question.
I happen to be very lovely, too.
I understand that. You say here in your booklet that one stick of lipstick is all you need.
I think lipstick is all you need. You can put it, you can use it as eyeliner. You can put it on your lips and rub it into your cheeks. I do a tea, Barbara. Barbara, do you know what I mean by the tea? Barbara?
No, I don't.
Well, I use
but
the face.
But I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I would mm-hmm. ever like to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are the most despicable person that I know of.
Do you have
nothing
a hole in your throat?
Beg pardon?
Do you have a hole in your throat?
Do I have a what?
A hole in your throat. Do you talk through a tube?
No!
Are you sure?
I know what I am.
Well, what are you?
I am just a plain woman,
well,
and I don't go around criticizing everything and everybody.
Mm-hmm. Can I
and I've heard you a number of times on the program, and all you do is criticize everybody and compliment yourself.
Well, can I offer you a cigarette?
I don't want any cigarettes.
Well, I don't see why. You sound like you've had yourself a fair share. How about a shot of bourbon? Hello? Oh, she hung up.
Phil Henry.